You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard Bialik. This is segment 7.
Oh, hey, Ben's up.
There you go.
Why did you help him out? I thought you didn't like him.
I like fixing things, helping people. I might be a doctor someday.
Please tell me I just had a dream and we aren't going to have to find a soul catcher.
Sorry.
On a related subject, what is a soul catcher? You mean you don't know? You spent a whole, I don't know, epic quest or something with one and you don't know?
You make it sound bad, but we had a lot of things going on. Things more important than backstory.
Things which I don't suppose you can describe to us.
Timeline problems. If I tell you about danger and you avoid it, that screws up life for us all.
That seems to make sense.
But someone should probably explain to me what a soul catcher is.
I will. When someone from our kingdom dies, their soul gets caught in the magic that holds our kingdom together. But when you die, you're supposed to go to the afterlife. It's...
The afterlife is white and beautiful.
We don't have many descriptions of it, other than that everyone is happy and peaceful there.
Okay, you're all talking as if I asked something inappropriate.
It's a little personal. Most of our spirituality is based on this one idea, that living a good life will get you into the afterlife, and that failure to get into the afterlife means that you're a bad person.
But no one can get into the afterlife. You said the magic traps the souls here.
That's why we have soul catchers. They go around the kingdom, collecting souls and bringing them back to a pit. The pit is full of pillars, and once a month, everyone gathers there. You can see the souls if they're down in the pit, and we have death ceremonies there. The souls have to try and walk across the pit, stepping on the pillars. If you make it across, you board a cart with all the other souls, and the cart takes you to the afterlife.
Is there something in the pit preventing you from getting across?
No one living knows, but something prevents the souls of the unworthy from crossing the pillars. I feel so dirty.
You're acting like a little kid, Ben.
This isn't freaking you out to discuss this kind of thing so openly?
What do you mean? You said this is a foundation of your kingdom's beliefs.
Well, yeah, but no one talks about it.
If a soul can't make it across the pillars, it becomes a ghost.
I'm sorry, please excuse me for a moment.
Ben looked very uncomfortable as he stepped out of the room.
There are ghosts. They... No one talks about them.
Bad luck. Taboo.
Woo! Eddie, stop.
Sorry. And this is why I will not be mentioning how I got the herb. If anyone knew about my godfather, I'd be the same taboo as the ghosts. No one would talk to me, especially not the princess. I couldn't live like that.
I think I mostly understand. So the soul catchers are also bad luck because they handle dead souls and potential ghosts.
Okay, maybe we can stop discussing it now. I'm getting a little bit uncomfortable.
The soul catchers aren't as bad as actual ghosts. They do an important job. It's just, you know.
I think I get the idea.
Hey! Where's Steven?
Princess, there's trouble in the village.
What happened?
More of the villain's creatures. Bears.
And my flyer is back at Eddie's house. Broken.
There's another on the roof.
On it.
Ben came back into the room as the princess began shapeshifting. Her hair tied itself into a neat bun. Her skin freckled and tanned in moments. Her eyes turned gray. She was getting ready for battle. She ran out of the room with Steven.
Princess!
Zora, Eddie, and Ben followed. They emerged onto the roof as the princess finished tying on metal gloves. She was wearing metal-soled boots. Steven was releasing the new flyer from clamps holding it down.
Princess, we'll come with you. Wait for us.
The princess goes on these missions alone.
The princess glanced back at her friends, waiting on the roof. She paused in her preparations for a moment when she met Eddie's eyes. Then she shook her head firmly.
It's too dangerous. None of you can heal like I can.
She reached for the controls, and the flyer leaped away into the sky towards the village. Steven looked after her and sighed.
That's it? We just have to stay here?
It's too dangerous for anyone not of the royal family to fight the villain's monsters.
I can't accept that. We have to follow her.
What? I can't let you take another flyer.
He put a hand on his sword.
Eddie, we can't.
Fine. Then by a complete coincidence, I'm now going to go to the village to buy some bread or something.
Eddie, wait, it's nighttime.
Eddie turned and bolted down the stairs.
You don't have any weapons.
Do you?
Magic swords.
What?
You gave them to me.
Okay, well, use them.
They ran through the long hallway.
You guys are gonna get killed.
You don't have to come if you're scared.
Oh, come on, but I don't think I'll be much help.
They reached the castle gate. They could see smoke rising over the village.
You can't go out there. The princess asked you to stay here.
Funny, I didn't hear her say that.
Guards!
The group was suddenly surrounded by a troop of castle guards, swords drawn.
All right, which weapon do you want?
What?
Hurry up, you don't have much time.
I don't know. Can I have this guy's sling?
Take an axe, it's more powerful.
I think I only know how to use a sling.
Just take it, let's go.
Wait, can I have a sword?
No time, let's move it.
The guards parted. Eddie looked back as they ran into the village, and Stephen watched them until they turned a corner and onto the main street. The darkened streets were empty and the booths were shut, and the party came into sight of the battle just as the mechanical bears ceased attacking the village and followed the princess's flyer into the sky.
Weird that everything the villain sends can fly, right?
Yeah.
The battle raged overhead, with the princess apparently physically punching the metal bears into submission.
We have to help her!
How?
The dust cleared from the road, revealing a large boulder in the center of the street.
Has that always been there?
No, I'm pretty sure that's new. It looks like a prime storytelling spot, though.
The rock unfolded gracefully into a vaguely human shape, revealing a girl crouched inside the stone arms.
Thank you, Evan. Oh, what are you people doing on the street during the course of a battle?
The girl brushed herself off. Her eyes were solid black. She brushed a strand of black hair behind her ear and held out her hand.
Hello. My name is Meta.
For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the Princess, Zora, Ben, Meta, or Steven, please check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you!